Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Sayre.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary, and we have a terrific show lined up for you today. And Hanukkah has passed us on during the holiday period and moving towards Christmas, not too far away. And we've got some incredible news to report. The sports world is on fire with Shohei Ohtani's blockbuster deal, a 10-year deal for $700 million.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
It is. It's almost obscene. And I feel really insignificant trying to report that kind of money. And most of you who have read what the contract is like, it's $68 million deferred for 10 years at the end of this arrangement. And then he will start receiving. I don't know if I might be inclined to retire at that point. If anyway, it's an unbelievable deal, unprecedented. I think everybody is has dropped. He also has an opt-out clause, which we did not learn about. That is the number one owner, Mark Walter, and or Andrew Friedman, no longer are employed, or they sell the team. He can opt out. It's called the key man clause. And what is inside of that? He's got a full no trade. He's got a hotel suite on road trips. He's got a premium luxury suite for use at all home games and postseason. He has a full-time interpreter, and he donates $100,000 to the Dodger Foundation. Unbelievable. What is the outsider have to say about it?
Yeah, it's an obscene amount of money, like you said. It really it struggles for incredulity about how this is economically viable as a business, the Dodgers, how they can spend this kind of money and still actually make a profit. We're going to go deep on this towards our end of the year roundtable show, and I just wondering, like, at what year is it, like, 19? If you add up all the salaries of all the players who played in MLB, up to what year would that equal? I'm guessing like 1965. All the players and all their salary they made equals $700 million.
Metrics are alive and well in baseball, so somebody will probably figure that out. But let me just give you a couple that I've accumulated. He's making a little shy of $200,000 a day, $440,000 a game if he plays, and you're playing for a two-way player. And he's not going to pitch this first year. He's only going to DH. So I hope Dodger fans are happy. I'm sure that parking is going to be a little bit more expensive. And we're going to be right back with our very special guest, Bo Bridges, right after this message.
Fred Dreyer here, the Heartburn Hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balancethenumber7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's Fresh Produce Box delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY for the freshest game day fuel around.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Hi, I'm Ron Say, and I would like to make a special announcement for something I'm absolutely thrilled about, which is the official launch of my website that is available as of today. You can listen to episodes of our podcast, subscribe to our podcast, sign up for our newsletter, shop our online store, view up-and-coming events, book events, sponsor and advertise on our show, and more. Just go to theronsayshow.com. That's theronsayshow.com, and we'll see you there.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we have returned after the break, and our special guest, Bo Bridges, today will be receiving a beautiful fruit gift basket courtesy of our friends at Melissa Produce. Melissa is the proud sponsor of We'll See About That, and be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY while checking out at melissas.com. Bo Bridges, what can you say? Comes from an acting family, has had an incredible career on his own. Started acting at 7 years old, did many shows with his father. Bo, welcome to the show, and how are things going with you?
They're going great. Playing a lot of time with my grandchildren, and we got six of them now.
And, good for you.
Yeah, wow, that is a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah, like I said, I really did. I felt, you know, insignificant. You know, it's like, I don't know what you say about that. It's so over the top. I mean, the bank has been blown up. I mean, the roof is off. We spoke with Ned Colletti, general manager of the Dodgers, here last week, and we mentioned the possibility of having to be creative and in what direction. And it certainly seems that somebody got real creative. Wow, what a deal. I'm still without words. I can't really focus on it, but we're certainly going to have a year-end wrap-up here in a few weeks, and we're going to fully discuss this. I'm sure that's on the agenda, and how it affects the other players and how it affects everything that goes on in baseball. But I can rest assured that the Dodger fans are going to feel a spike here at Dodger Stadium when they come to the games. But back to your career. Your father got things started. He had that incredibly big hit back then, which I still remember, Sea Hunt. I remember all of that. And that was apparently filmed in Florida, wasn't it? Parts of it?
They did some filming in Silver Springs, Florida, but most of it was done here in Los Angeles on sound stages, but also in Palos Verdes.
Ah.
I'm trying to think of the name of the place.
Marineland?
Yes, Marineland.
There you go.
Yeah. They filmed it there. In fact, now that place is gone, and there's like a housing development there, and there's a restaurant called Nelson's after my dad.
Oh, that's great. Character, that's right. Mike. Yeah. Mike Nelson rings a bell. Yeah, it sure does. Obviously, a lot of influence when your father or your mother is involved with something like that. Were you on the set a lot? Is that what led you to, you know, want to become a childhood actor? And
I traveled. My dad took us kids with him on a lot of locations and sets, and I did do that. Then he also put Jeff and myself and my sister Cindy in his Sea Hunt series, gave us roles in the show to kind of get our feet wet. You know, I thought of other things that I would have liked to have done. I like your business, you know, sports. That was always of interest to me growing up. But my jump shot from the corner kind of faded.
You were a little short on the three-pointer these days, huh?
And short in stature as well.
Correct.
And I thought, well, you know, my dad seems to love his business, being an actor, and I should give it a try. And I did. I went to UCLA for a couple of years, played basketball there and ran a little track. And like I say, my jump shot faded, and I figured, well, that's not going to happen for me. So I transferred to the University of Hawaii, which was the end of my college education.
Well, while you're at UCLA, though, Bo, it should be mentioned that you played under the great John Wooden. What was that experience like? Did he teach you how to lace up those shoes on the first day?
Yeah, it was a great experience. In our first day of practice, we were told to sit in a line under the basket and wait for Coach Wooden's instructions. Looking down the line, I could see Walt Hazard and another high school All-American, Gail Goodrich. Both of these players would later have all-pro careers in the NBA. Gail had his broken leg in a cast. In retrospect, maybe that's why I was able to make the cut. Soon, Coach arrived, compact, sturdy-looking man with close-cropped white hair. His first words to us, spoken in a quiet, determined manner, were, "Gentlemen, we will begin by learning how to tie our shoes. Our parents had taught us to do that a long time ago." No one dared to crack a smile or giggle, but we all thought he was nuts. And he continued, "First, you must make sure that each sock is pulled up as high as it can go. A wrinkle can feel like a rock in your shoe if you play on it for any length of time. Always lace up your shoes evenly from the bottom, making sure that they're tight but comfortable and not too restricting. And perhaps most important of all, finish off with a double knot. You don't want to have your laces come undone with 30 seconds to go in a tied game." Coach was all about the basics. Get those down and everything else will come. We spent hours working on the fundamentals of the game and learning all about Coach's pyramid of success, a plan he devised for his students when he was a young teacher. His pyramid is made of blocks that include all the attributes one needs to find success. Success to Coach was peace of mind. And peace of mind will come with knowing you've done your absolute best. Winning is not necessarily the top priority. But win games we did. Our freshman team lost only 2 games that season, winning 20. I only played a few minutes each game, averaging 1.5 points a game. But I was just happy to be a part of the team. UCLA varsity soon went on to win 10 national championships in the course of 12 years. No other college basketball coach comes even close to this accomplishment. One of those championships was gained by defeating Louisville, coached by Denny Crum, who was an assistant to Wooden when I was on the freshman team. Coach Crum went on to have a very successful career himself. Coach always stayed in touch with his players. There were 334 of us, and it didn't matter if you were a star on the team or a bench rider like me. He cared about all of us. In 1991, I was honored to be asked to present an award to Coach Wooden during the ESPN Victor Awards 25 event for the greatest coach of the century. It was so well-deserved. I mean, he was up against, you know, football coaches, professional basketball, all the best guys, and he accepted in his usual graceful and humble style. I saw Coach quite often. We both lived in L.A., and I introduced him at a number of events. I had the pleasure of being Coach's voice on the Redwood Audio McGraw-Hill Books on tape recording of his Pyramid of Success.
Wow.
ESPN did a recent special on Coach Wooden and interviewed several of his players about him. I was included and told about Coach's instructions on how to tie our shoes. And when I saw the finished product, I was surprised to see that several of his more illustrious players, including Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Walton, told the same story, and that the editors cut it so that we all shared the telling of the anecdote. I got a kick out of being involved with those basketball legends. And when it was Coach's turn to be interviewed, one of the questions was, is it true that Bo Bridges played on one of your freshman teams? Coach responded, yes, he wasn't very good. The next time I saw him, I asked why he had said that about me. And he answered, well, you want me to tell the truth, don't you? Coach always had breakfast at the same restaurant, VIPs in the San Fernando Valley. Players from his teams through the years would drop in and visit him. He was always very gracious, and you could always count on hearing the truth from him about basketball and life. I introduced him to my family, and I believe he had a profound effect on the lives of all my children. They also visited him and benefited from his wisdom. And when my second oldest son, Jordan, was 9, he went to Coach Wooden's summer youth sleepaway basketball camp, and as he dashed off for Coach's opening talk, I admonished him to tuck in your shirt. Coach Wooden wouldn't like that. He did, and I followed him into the gym. And as I sat there in the bleachers watching my kid and the other eager young players sitting patiently waiting for Coach Wooden's entrance, my mind drifted back to years ago when I was that young kid on my first day of practice. And suddenly, there he was, striding in just as confident and impressive as he was so many years ago. And then he spoke his first words to his new recruits. Gentlemen, we will begin by learning how to tie our shoes.
That's a wonderful story. What a relationship you had with Coach Wooden. And we're going to have to take a break. We'll return with Bo Bridges right after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. And we are back with our special guest, Bo Bridges. And before I get back into conversation with Bo, I want to thank you for your support of our show. Did you know that you can go to our website, theronsayshow.com, and see our lineup of future guests, lists of all of our shows, and see our latest merch? Check out our incredible Penguin pop art piece, just released, an official Ronce Roddick autographed jersey, perfect with the special someone this holiday season. And guess what? When you snag one of those items, we're going to throw in a free baseball hat as a special bonus. Hurry, though. Those hats won't last long. So, Bo, you have experienced some difficult times in the last year. You went on a writer's strike, and you told me that you had a number of things in the box, in the can. How did you deal with that time? And I know that you have a new release here called Lessons in Chemistry.
Yeah, that's coming.
I think it's out now.
Yeah, that was a great experience. I really loved being part of that show. I thought Brie Larson, who plays the lead in it, was just amazing. She's probably going to, I think she is up for an Emmy. She might win it. She's really good.
Just real fast to throw this in, just for a personal privilege, the house that is in that show, Lessons in Chemistry, the house that Brie Larson's character lives in, I've had Christmas dinner at that house for the past 20 years. That house belongs to a very, very close family friend, and the interior and exteriors were featured in that first season. I believe they're going to continue on the set in the second season. But yeah, there's a little 6 degrees of separation there, Bo.
I've always been curious. I've always had great admiration for actors, and of course the longevity of it. It's mind-boggling to me how you can start to prepare. How does that process go? Where does it come from? Does it go to your agent? Then does somebody read the script for you? Then tell you that it's something that we would be interested in? How does that happen?
Well, I've had the same agents all my career, which is a little unusual. People tend to kind of trade their representation, trade it off, but I'm with Creative Artists Agency since it began. And Fred Spector, my agent, he was originally with the William Morris Agency, and that's where he first represented me. And then he and several other guys went over and created CAA, the Creative Artists Agency, and I just moved over with them. So they're out there hustling for me, trying to get me a job, and then they'll send me a script. And for me, the play is the thing, like Will Shakespeare said a long time ago. If it's a good story, it usually gets my attention. And I've had some good ones come my way, and I've been very fortunate. And as far as preparation goes, my father sort of gave me my tools. He was an actor as well, as we've discussed, and he taught me the way he prepares. And he gave me a little book when I was 16 years old called Acting the First Six Lessons, which was really, it was written by Richard Boleslavsky back in the 1930s. And he was a student of Konstantin Stanislavsky, or Russian guy who created what we now call the method, the Stanislavski method. And that really revolutionized how a lot of actors approach our work. you know, with Marlon Brando, James Dean, all those folks, Marilyn Monroe, and then so that was kind of my intro. And then recently, somewhat recently, my daughter Emily and I wrote a play based on that book, which we performed on the stage in L.A. at Theater West, a community theater in the Valley, about 10 years ago. And then it was recently made into a movie, which is streaming now. People can see it, called Acting the First Six Lessons. And my brother Jeff is actually in it as well. We all talk about our craft and how we approach it. And it changes a little bit, you know, through the years. I've sort of changed my approach. I have to start memorizing the lines a lot quicker now because I used to be a quick study and not so much anymore. So I have to put a lot of effort into just remembering my lines.
I was about to ask, that's the most fascinating thing when I speak to actors is about the memorization part. And also, you know, having to memorize that kind of material and still build the character. And oftentimes, too, some of those lines will change on set. What's your process for memorization?
It's my most unfavorite part of it, you know, but it's sort of like I relate a lot of because, as I said, I really have enjoyed sports all my life, and I equate a lot of the process of making a movie and acting and preparing in sports. I mean, you know, to hit a baseball, which is such a hard thing to do, you have to really work at it and practice hard so that when you get in there in the batter's box, you're not thinking about every move that you make in there. It's got to be kind of second nature to you. And acting is very similar to that. I've got to know my lines so well that I can't be worried about whether I'm going to remember them or not. They have to be just there for me.
How long in advance do you have to prepare? You know, you get a script and let's say you're a couple of months away, 6 months away.
That really changes from job to job. I've you know, I remember on a movie called Heart Like a Wheel that I did, I replaced another actor at the last minute.
Wow.
And I got the script the night before I went in to do it. The movie turned out fine. But It was challenging, but sometimes the Fabulous Baker Boys, which I did with my brother and Michelle Pfeiffer, we got that script months in advance, and that was fun. We were able to, you know, really go through all the scenes and work with a young director, and you know, we even played each other's parts, including Michelle's. Just for fun, to, you know, get a sense of what the story was. So it's different. It depends on what it is.
Yes, I totally understand that. You know, you've had incredible success, Bo. 14 Emmy nominations. You've got 3 wins. An incredible career. You mentioned the Baker Brothers, the Fabulous Baker Brothers. You got to work with your brother Jeff. How difficult was that, and how much fun did you have in doing that?
Oh, it was a ball. You know, usually I like to get in there, work hard, and then go home as soon as they call the day, get with my family. But with my brother, we would sit in the trailer and just, you know, have a glass of wine and just kind of hang out after work. It was a whole different kind of experience. But it was a wonderful script. As I said, the play's the thing. It was a great story, I felt. And so it was really relaxed and fun. And working with Michelle wasn't too bad either. She was great.
Yeah, she was in her prime, wasn't she?
I was just about to say.
Yeah. sitting on the piano, wasn't it? Wasn't
that
she sitting
dress
on the piano? Yeah, I remember that show very well, at least visually. And I had a good time with that show as well.
Informative, yeah. What about TV or film? What do you prefer, Bo?
Well, they're quite different. Both on film, of course, and that just the technology in our business has changed so much. I mean, you know, it used to be, you know, shooting on film. Now it's digital. So you just, the camera rolls, you can do as many takes as you want in a row. There's no cutting, and that's really fun. And for a big screen, I guess you just need to be aware that maybe things can be a little subtler because you're, you know, in close-ups, you've got this huge face that's in front of all these people, whereas in TV, you know, it's a small screen. But now, I mean, people watch shows on their watches, you know, or on their cell phones. I mean, it's all changing so rapidly. It's pretty crazy.
Are you in favor of all this streaming stuff that's been going on? How does this affect what you're doing?
The streaming?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's, you know, that's all part of the future of what we do. And now with AI, that's really changing everything now.
Oh, boy.
Just big time. And that was part of the reason we had the strike, was to try to figure that out, how we get paid in that.
Yes, and I imagine that was a very difficult period to go through, you know, trying to find out how that worked. That must have been extremely difficult. Plus the layoff, you know, I've been through those too. They're not comfortable not knowing what's actually going on. I do want to bring attention right at this moment. My new book, Penguin Power, is now available on my website at theronsayshow.com, and you can get your autographed copy there. These are things that I am now starting to read a little bit more because I'm getting pressure from my people that say I need to do my due diligence on this.
You're doing a heck of a job, though.
Yeah, thank you so much. But yes, I have some other questions about the acting stuff, Bo, and we will turn with some of those.
Jim Gaffigan
as
here
well,
with
right
some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. The holidays are here, and it's the perfect time to save on must-have supplies, time-saving services, and top-shelf gifts for everyone on your list at Office Depot Office Max. Small business owners looking to meet end-of-year business goals while keeping costs at a minimum can enroll in the Office Depot Office Max Business Select program at a discounted rate for a limited time. Now through Sunday, December 31st, a first-year membership for new members is just $29. Members get exclusive discounts, convenient in-store and shipping options, and more. Shoppers can save time and enjoy the moments that truly matter by taking advantage of free 20-minute in-store pickup, same-day delivery, and same-day printing services for qualifying orders. And looking for the perfect gift? Find suggestions for techies, teachers, teens, college students, and everyone in between online at officedepot.com/giftguides. Visit officedepot.com and Office Depot and Office Max stores nationwide to learn more.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again, and that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway. Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at Columbia.com/infinity.
Steve Carlin going head-to-head with Ron Say. High drive into deep left field. Back goes Leszczynski. It's gone! Grand slammer!
2-2 to Say. It's a high in the air to deep left field. Winfield back. She's gone!
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours. The decisions are yours.
And this week in Dodger history, 1956, the Dodgers trade the one and only Jackie Robinson to the crosstown rivals, the Giants, for pitcher Dick Littlefield and $35,000 in cash. According to some accounts, Jackie had already decided privately to leave the game and work for Chock Full of Nuts, the coffee company, publicly retiring from baseball rather than accepting the trade.
Yeah, I mean, what a blow that must have been to Jackie after all the moments of Dodger-Giant rivalry and hatred that went on. They did hate each other back then, and the fact that he said, "I'm not going," is kind of appropriate. It was who he was, not going over there to play with those guys.
What's with baseball players and coffee, too? I mean, we had Jackie with Chock Full of Nuts. We had Joe DiMaggio with Mr. Coffee. So a lot
of
coffee.
Yeah, and, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, that 56 game hitting streak that he had, he had an endorsement lined up with Heinz 57, and didn't happen. God, what a lucrative deal that might have been back then.
And not as lucrative as what Mr. Ohtani did this
week.
No,
not even close. Yeah, how obscene. How insignificant. Yes. Anyway, we're back with Bo Bridges. And Bo, I wanted to ask the question of what was your favorite movie, television show that you just loved beyond the rest, that maybe not have gotten as the attention that it should have?
You mean that I acted in?
Yes.
Let me see. One of the first movies I did was a movie called The Incident, which I really enjoy. I saw it not too long ago, and it kind of held up, about these guys that get terrorized on a subway train in New York. And there was an incredible cast of actors in it. Martin Sheen was in it, and some old, great old actors like Thelma Ritter and Brock Peters and Ruby Dee. And
wow,
I enjoyed that. Probably a movie that I get a lot of people coming up to me and talking to me about is a movie called Sordid Lives, by a guy, Dale Shores, a buddy of mine. It was the longest running movie in Palm Springs history at their local theater there. All the people, they dress up as the characters, and they all know. That's kind of an interesting one. I've had some fun ones. I love being in Norma Rae.
Yeah, I can imagine you would. Yeah. Do you know, you've rubbed elbows with some of the greats in the history of entertainment. And are there any ones that you enjoyed working with more than the others? Who were some of your favorite people to work with?
Or people who you hated working with? We'll accept those answers, too.
No, recently, I really liked working with George Clooney. Just a wonderful man. I did a couple movies with him. The last one was The Descendant.
Love that movie. Alexander Payne directed a fantastic movie.
Yeah, and George is just a first-class, wonderful guy. And I have a home in Kauai where we made that film, where we shot it. And the one scene that I had with George was in my buddy's bar called the Tahiti Nui. I had my friend sitting right next to us while we did the scene. And George, I was busy one lunch and I had to do something, publicity or something. And my wife always visited me, my wife Wendy. And George took her to lunch at this little place where they were feeding the crew and cast and everything. And he asked her to sit with him while they were eating. So now every time we go past that building, my wife says, "Oh, that's where George Clooney took me to lunch."
That's great. Yeah, it's all memories, all good. Do you have anybody that rubbed you the wrong way?
Not really. No, because, you know, you get in there and there's a lot of, you know, a lot of different personalities coming together to make a movie. But when you get in there and do it, it's all about a team effort, you know, everyone getting together and doing it.
You know, one of the toughest things that I found, because I have done some script work with commercials and stuff, is you read the print on the paper, but you don't know exactly how the line is going to be said. And that's where, I guess, how much time do you get a chance to practice with the other person so that you know how they're going to say it, so that you can respond to that? Because there is a difference between, "I told you to do that," and "I told you to do that." And it's just different. And I found that to be very difficult because my inexperience of sometimes doing these commercials.
Well, my dad told me one of the first things he said was, you know, when you do this work, he says, you don't do it alone, you know, and you do it with people, and you're joining a family that's much larger than your own family, the family of entertainers, of actors, and they're going to be there for you, and you don't have to worry about it. Don't sweat over, you know, how you're going to say your line. You just listen to the other person and react.
Uh-huh.
And I've found that. I mean, that's one of the things I love about, you know, what we do as actors. And, you know, sometimes we'll go the distance to score the touchdown, as they say, to make a good movie. You know, we put our lives on the line sometimes. I remember years ago doing a movie, The Landlord, and we were filming in Park Slope, which at that time was, it's now a gentrified neighborhood that cost a lot of money to live there. But in that time, it was sort of like Harlem.
Wow.
You know, a very underserved community. We were filming there, and it was a movie about a guy, my character, who buys a apartment in a underserved community and kicks out all the tenants and moves in there. And we did it at a time when major cities were on fire with racial challenges, and, you know, Detroit was on fire, all these places.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie was kind of about race relations. And the first day of work, I'm dressed in a white suit. I'm out from California working out with all these New York actors. I didn't know any of them. And my first scene that I did is I drive up in a Volkswagen and bump into a car, and all these guys were sitting on a stoop in front of this thing I just built. I mean, this house I just bought. And they get up, and one guy throws a karate kick at me, and then they just chase me down the street. And I was kind of frightened anyway, because a movie had filmed in Harlem right before us called Cotton Comes to Harlem. And the neighborhood was turned out, and we're standing on the rooftops. And they shot, somebody had a gun up there, and they shot the assistant director, didn't kill him, but wounded him. And so now these guys are going to chase me down this street. And they had a long lens, so I had to run for blocks in this white suit. And the people from that neighborhood were all up on the top of the of the apartments, and they were screaming, "Get that white!" You know, while I'm running, all these black guys are chasing me. I didn't know any of them. I hadn't met them yet, actors. And when I get down at the end, now I have to walk back to the where the camera is, and I'm really sweating it. I'm looking up at the top of all these people there, and this big arm comes around me as I'm walking up, and it's one of the actors that just chased me. And he's talking to me, saying, "So what do you, you know, what do you think of the Lakers this year? You know, you think they're going to do anything?" And he, I heard you played a little ball in college, and he's just making this small talk. And I'm wondering, what is this? And then I realize what he's doing is he's saying to the folks up on the top of the building, "If you want to shoot this guy, you're going to have to shoot me first." That was Lou Gossett.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Lifelong friend of mine.
Yeah.
And we watch each other's back. You know, I guess in sports, it's the same thing. You got your buddy's back on your team.
Did you have something you wanted to add, Mike?
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, go back to what, you know, you talked about the method. Did you like, do you like to rehearse, Bo? I know a lot of method actors don't like to rehearse. They like to come in fresh.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that can't hurt at all if you have time to rehearse. I enjoy that. Yeah.
Do you have an embarrassing moment that sticks out from the others? Because I certainly do. I haven't played enough baseball games to embarrass myself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember once was my first experience on the Broadway stage. I was probably in my early 20s. And I was in a opened up a play with written by a very illustrious playwright, William Inge. So there was a lot of attention on the opening, and you know, I really wanted it to be good. And I was in there with a bunch of top New York actors. One of them, this old comedian named Hiram Sherman, they called him Chubby, and he and I had a scene together, just the two of us. And it was a very emotional scene, and he's, you know, kind of raising his voice at me and stuff. And there was a bathroom on set, and this is live, you know, we're out there performing on the stage. And I'm upset, and I go into the bathroom and close the door. And you could see that the audience could see the toilet in there, and they could see me, you know, going in there. But then I closed the door, so I'm and then my fellow actor Chubby has this long monologue that he says while I'm in there, and it goes on for pages and pages. And I'm sitting in there, and he starts off, and I'm supposed to come out. I know when he's done with his long monologue, I got to come out and have a little bit more of a scene before the act closes. And I'm sitting there on this toilet, and suddenly just the bizarreness of the situation hits me, and I break out into hysteric laughter, and I start to giggle in there, and it's almost like laughing in church, you know, how terrible that is. And it hits you harder when you know you shouldn't be laughing. And I knew I had to come out, and it was just awful. And he finished, it was time for me to come out, and all I could do was try to make my laughter seemed like crying, you know, because when you think about it, they're kind of the same, you know, you're came out like that, but it was terrible. And I'm sure the people realized what was happening. I hope they didn't, some of them, but that was pretty embarrassing.
Okay, well, we got our last segment coming up with Bo Bridges. We'll be back, finish this up, and we'll be right back after this commercial ad.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we are back, and we're going to wrap things up with our special guest, Bo Bridges. Bo, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to share your experiences with us. I want to wish you and your family a happy holidays. It was great hearing from you again. Would love to have you back at another point in time, but once again, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, this has been so much fun, Ron. You were one of my favorites when you're out there on the field. You were always cool under pressure and were at the top of your game, and you still are. This is fun. You really know how to do this stuff now.
Thank you so much, but this is really a new experience for me, but thank you for the kudos. I don't think I'm quite up there with you yet, though. But anyway, both, thank you so much again. I really appreciate your time.
Happy holidays to you. Same and to you too, Mike.
Thanks, Bo. Appreciate it, buddy. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Okay, we just have one more read. I want to thank you all for listening, and remember to follow me on Instagram, the official Ron Say. And remember, don't forget to check out the latest merch on the special someone this holiday, this season, on the website at ronsay.com. And very, very interesting conversation with Bo. I remember one little thing here that I didn't have a chance to mention, but he and I were in a celebrity basketball game we played against the Harlem Globetrotters at the Forum, and it was the opening act for the Lakers that night. And Bo and I both played in that game. We sat on the bench next to each other, but we were kind of arguing over, I'm starting. No, you're starting.
I got Curly Neal. No, you got Curly Neal. No,
you can have Curly Neal. Yeah, you start. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. I remember that very well. And Bo has had such a tremendous career outside of the success that his father Lloyd and his brother Jeff had. So, again, thanks. Next week, we have another very special guest, a new name possibly for you, Clint Malarchuk. Very interesting person. I'm excited about being able to bring him onto the show. And, Mike, now that the Hanukkah holidays are over with, what's the rest of the way look for you?
Well, just trying to get everything set for the holidays. We'll be closed for a couple of days, but I'm very much looking forward to our end-of-year discussion because we got a lot to go through
there. Yes, we do. We have a lot to talk about, and I'm going to start preparing for that now because I think we should probably run it in segments, and it's going to be very exciting. So thanks again. Happy holidays, everybody. Have a great Christmas. We'll be right back next week. Thank you.